Plenty of bad news from Afghanistan in the past few months, the killing of civilians by a U.S. soldier, the Quran burnings, this week's attacks in Kabul, and the killing of American soldiers by their Afghan counterparts. Well, NATO is meeting in Brussels with their counterparts. They say the war is still on track, that Afghans will soon be able to take the lead in their own country's security. But as Quentin Somerville from our partner the BBC reports, such hopes may be optimistic.
In a barren dust bowl in the eastern province of Paktika, an American base is disappearing back into the desert. It's the biggest base yet to close in Afghanistan. It won't be handed over to Afghan forces because they don't have the capacity to keep it running.
Nah, it's sucked back up.
Yeah, we know.
Quite a big job, no?
No. Of course I'm lying.
So how long do you think it'll take you to turn all of this back to desert?
After I've seen the project, I'd probably say 3 to 3.5 weeks.
Huge armoured vehicles are being loaded onto transporters. 70,000 odd vehicles will be shipped back to the States. The Afghans will be left with simpler, cheaper transport.
The soldiers that are normally at this base have had to stop patrolling. Some officers are saying that this exercise in removing bases is a distraction. Others go even further and say that you can't wage a war and wind it up at the same time, and that the mission here in Afghanistan is now at odds with itself.
Further east in Paktika, the men of 228 Company are heading out on patrol. The fight in Afghanistan is moving from the south of the country to the east.
We're just walking through some dry riverbeds. It's middle of the afternoon, it's quite hot, and these soldiers really are at the sharp end of the fight against the insurgents here in Afghanistan. They don't do work providing much security for the locals, and they certainly don't do the digging of wells and the building of bridges that you see elsewhere in Afghanistan. This is simply about fighting the Taliban and stopping them getting in here from across the border in Pakistan, which is just over the next line of hills. That fight, though, has got a lot harder, because already this company and companies across this province and across Afghanistan are seeing their numbers reduced.
A third of American forces, some 30,000, will have gone by September. Afghans will take their place, but privately, US soldiers think their partners are unlikely to hold this area. They complain that the command between the Afghan police, army and intelligence service is fractured.
Give me a grid for that location.
These soldiers take pride in being focused on the fight in front of them, but they feel that America has turned its back on this war, according to Lieutenant Archangel Moscato.
It's kind of funny, because when I go back and the people I hang out with, you know, 18 to 24-year-olds, they don't really ask me about the war because they don't really know. They might be even shocked that there's still a war going on. So there is kind of a disconnect back in the States.
Even as combat outpost Kushamund is being pulled down, the Taliban attack, US forces respond. NATO's plans for success in Afghanistan are based on hopes that will likely never become true. That by the end of 2014, the Afghan government will be competent and credible, the army ready, and that a weakened Taliban will want to talk peace. This war is about to enter its toughest phase yet. Foreign troops must battle the Taliban, reduce their own numbers and train Afghans. But the insurgents have to do one thing only, and that is to fight.
Quentin Somerville from the BBC.